from newstalkzb.co.nz. It's Andrew Dickens.
Right now, though, we're off to Bethany Beach in Delaware, are we?
We are in Bethany Beach in Delaware. Do you even know where that is?
No.
Look, it's about 2 hours north of Washington, D.C., and that's what I'm actually going to talk to you about. But I am in the home of the family that I lived with in the long time ago when I was an exchange student in high school. And right now there is a turkey roasting, and we're going to have an early Thanksgiving dinner, and it's just so wonderful. And I love your question just then about the Christmas decorations, because there's nothing like Christmas in America for lights and trees and, and the scents, the candles. I mean, they're into it. They're just so into it. It's so festive. Of course, we've got Halloween to get out of the way first. Then we've got Thanksgiving to get out of the way. And then we'll be into Christmas over here. So, yeah, it's really busy.
I should make the announcement that, in fact, I'm going to Europe in December to show my family where my family came from. And so I'll be seeing the lights of London, which is always great. Harrods all lit up as well. And I'll be spending Christmas Day in Venice, in Italy.
Oh, and that would be awesome. Well, you need to put some pictures up on your Facebook page.
I will. We're going to midnight mass at St. Mark's Church in the middle of the square. So how cool is that? But there we go.
Ideal.
Hey,
I haven't been to Washington for about 4 years. And, you know, obviously I've been here, coming here sort of since the 80s. And but even in the last 4 years, the city has really changed. People are saying to me, who are, you know, work for Destination DC, are you noticing the changes? And I'm like, yes, I really am. There's a lot more restaurants, a lot more bars. There's shopping, and there never used to be shopping, you know. You used to come here and just do the Smithsonian museums and maybe some of the museums around the edge of that and just kind of watch the, you know, political scene walk by. But now it's really fun and really groovy. So I've just put a blog post up today of three great places to go drinking, including the POV lounge, which overlooks the White House lawn. So that was very cool. I was doing that the other night.
Yeah, well, look, you say that, but at the same time, my son's been to Washington on a science trip, and he said it's the most astounding thing, because right down the middle are all the best museums in the world in a huge plaza, and you walk all the way through it, and then you end out at Pennsylvania Avenue seeing the White House. And that alone is worth, you know, the reason for going to Washington, D.C. You are at the center, epicenter of the world.
Absolutely, and all those museums are free admission. What people don't realize, because it's called the Smithsonian Institute, it often is misconstrued as being one place, but it's actually a collection of 18 museums, which I don't even think you could get through in a week. And I went to a couple of other ones. I just want to tell you quickly about the Newseum, as in news and current affairs, and it's the history of the news, basically from all time in America.
Wow.
World.
Wow.
And it's seven floors. It's interactive. Kids can pretend they're an anchor. They can read cues. They can, you know, go through the whole series of from 9/11, Princess Diana's death, Kennedy's assassination. All the major world events are all captured here. The Pulitzer Prize-winning photo wall since the prize was first won. It's awesome. It's really worth coming to. And your pass lasts for 2 days, because it actually takes you that long to really do it properly.
All right, all the details on your blog, which I've got a link on my Facebook page, but it's blogger@large.com if you want to go straight there. And I thank you also for the photograph you sent me earlier this morning from Bethany Beach in Delaware of the supermarket where you're shopping in the morning for wine. There are 27 New Zealand Sauvignon Blancs on the supermarket shelves in Bethany Beach in Delaware. Lake Chalice, Scotty Bay, Alan Scott, I can see there. That's amazing, isn't it?
It's amazing. But it is actually Saturday evening here. I just want to clarify that.
Great stuff. And next week you're in Chicago.
Philadelphia. Where am I? I don't know, Andrew. I think I'm next week in Philadelphia, then Chicago. Chicago next week. You're quite right.
Yeah, because there's a certain football game you need to catch up with.
I will be there on the ground live.
Fantastic. There's my travel correspondent who travels so much he doesn't even know where she is. If it's Tuesday, it must be Belgium. It's 11:29, and thank you so much, Megan Singleton. News Talk ZB. Right, we'll give away a PS3 next, I think.